Sometime I am amazed at how God works.
Come on.
I don't have to know everything that's going on. I just got a God that does.
Amen.
Amen. Now you're going to realize when I start preaching this, every song she sung.
Amen.
I didn't know what she was singing tonight. She didn't know what I was preaching. But every song she sung goes right along with my message.
Well,
amen. That's just how God works. If you have your Bibles, and I'm going to give you a little bit of time, Habakkuk, it's in there. Some folks might have to go to the front of the book and look up the page number. If you got a Bible like I got, it's on page 1352. Habakkuk chapter 3. Habakkuk chapter 3. When you get there, let's stand. Like I said, I'm going to give you a little bit of time to get there. Habakkuk is a book that's been written. Most scholars believe that it was written right before Nebuchadnezzar first invaded Judah and took the hostages hostage. It's written at a time of great apostasy. It's written at a time of great sin. Israel has gone off into sin. In the back of the Old Testament, Israel is they're getting ready to take off in bondage, and it's just a bad time. Kind of reminds you of a lot of stuff we're seeing. Amen. I'm thinking about it, you know, all the storms that's going on and all the destruction. And listen, we got sickness on every hand. We got folks that's being tried, folks that's going through hard times. Amen. Let me tell you, if you ain't got hard times at your house, just hold on. It's coming. But Habakkuk said something in chapter 3 that kind of struck me a little bit. Habakkuk chapter 3, look at verse 17. And remember the setting of where we're at. Although the fig tree shall not blossom, neither shall fruit be in the vines, the labor of the olive shall fail, and the fields shall yield no meat. The flock shall be cut off from the fold, and there shall be no herd in the stalls. That sounds like some bad times right there. Yet, notice that word right there. Yet, I will rejoice in the Lord. I will joy in the God of my salvation. The Lord God is my strength, and he will make my feet like hinds' feet, and he will make me to walk upon mine high places to the chief singer on my stringed instruments. God, we love you, and we come to you in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord, for the songs. God, thank you, Lord, for assurance, Lord, that I'm where I'm supposed to be tonight, God. God, I thank you, God, for what you're getting ready to do through this service, Lord. I pray, God, you'd help me there, God, to be able to preach this in a way that you'd be pleased, God. Move me out of the way, God. Help us right now, God. Lord, you lead and you guide in our life, and whatever's done, we'll praise you in Jesus' name. I want to preach a little while on just thank God anyhow.
Amen.
Just thank God anyhow. Let me just kind of give you a little illustration. 102 pilgrims in 1620, 56 died due to starvation or disease in the cold winter. In 1621, 46 pilgrims and 91 Indians met to give thanks for the bountiful harvest and the preservation of their life. In other words, they went from one year, people dying and just sickness, to the next year, we got Thanksgiving. They had every reason to be poking their lips out. They had every reason to just not worship. They had every reason not to be happy. The book of Habakkuk, like I said, is written against a backdrop of apostasy. Judgment was getting ready to fall, and I believe we're seeing judgment in America. Amen. I believe that. I believe we're seeing judgment in America. Let me tell you, we do not live in the same country that some of us grew up in. And I believe all that is because of sin. All that is because of evil. Habakkuk is not like Job in a way. He argues his case, but in the end, he realizes that God's still enough. Even though all this stuff's going on, even though all this stuff, if we look around, and there's a lot of reasons for us to get discouraged tonight. There's a lot. I'm telling you, if you watch the news and you see what's going on up in those mountains, folks have lost. I mean, complete towns are gone. Homes are gone. I mean, I told my wife, they'll never find some of these people. Some of these people that's lost in the mountain, they'll never find them. And I'm just telling you, folks, we got enough to look around and get all kind of depressed tonight. But guess what? I still got a God that still sits on the throne, amen? He's still on the throne. I want to just look at this just a little while. Number one, look at in verse 17 and 18, we can thank God that his sovereignty never changes. Look at verse 17 and 18. Although the fig tree shall not blossom, neither shall fruit be in the vines, the labor of the olive shall fail, the field shall not yield no meat, the flock shall be cut off from the fold, and there shall no herd be in the stall, yet I will rejoice in the Lord, I will joy in the God of my salvation. Understand, circumstances change, but God don't change.
Amen.
Bank accounts change, but God don't change. Amen. Health changes. We all get older. I'm just telling you, but God don't change. God is sovereign. I won't ever forget, Preacher Pat Minahan preached here one time several years ago. He said he was going to preach on the sovereignty of God. He said, I'm going to go ahead and tell you what the country boy term for sovereignty is. That means God don't have to ask your opinion on nothing he wants to do. He's in charge. Glory to God. Amen. That's what sovereignty means. The Bible tells us in Malachi chapter 3, verse 6, I am the Lord, I change not. Hebrews chapter 13, verse 8, Jesus Christ the same yesterday, today, and forever. James chapter 1, verse 17, listen to this. Every good gift and every perfect gift is from above and cometh down from the Father of life, with whom there is no variableness, neither shadow of turning. My God don't change. It don't matter who's in the White House. My God don't change. It don't matter who's in the governor's mansion in South Carolina. My God don't change. It don't matter if I got money in the bank or I don't got money in the bank. My God don't change. Amen. I don't rejoice in my situation, but I can rejoice in that by sovereignty of God. Understand something. We all know what the Bible says. It's real easy to quote it when everything's good at your house. All things work to good to them that love the Lord, who are the called according to his purpose. It didn't say all things were good. It says all things work to good. Amen. Habakkuk knows what's getting ready to happen. I believe it all my heart, David. Habakkuk, God has shown Habakkuk what's going to happen. He knows they're getting ready to be put God into slavery. He knows they're getting ready to fall. He knows they're getting ready to stumble. But he still realizes, hey, the same God that brought us out of Egypt is the same God that sits on the throne right now. Amen. And no matter what you and I are going through, God don't change. Your situation will change. Amen. Hold on. But God don't change. Isaiah chapter 55, verse 8 and 9 says this. For my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, saith the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts higher than your thoughts. You can understand this. You may not understand what God's plan is, but you can understand that God's got the best plan.
Amen.
I don't know what's going to happen tomorrow. Like the old song says, I don't know about tomorrow, but I know who holds tomorrow. So when your situation changes, and it will. I was just talking with Allie just a little bit before church. And Allie said she got to thinking about it today. Abby's got a birthday next week. And Allie said she got to think about it today. It kind of made her sad. Abby's getting ready to turn 17. This is going to be 18. Guess what? It's going to change. Situations are going to change. Wes, guess what? One of these days you're going to wake up and there ain't going to be no little pitter-patter in the house of little feet. Say amen, David. It's different. It's different. Things change. That's life. But guess what? I'm glad I'm serving a God that don't change. I'm glad I'm serving a God. Hey, I'm telling you, he don't care who the president is. He's still God. He don't mind. It don't matter if it's hot in the wintertime or summertime or cold in the winter. He's still God. He's still sitting on the throne. He's still making all the rules. He's still controlling everything the way he wants it to happen.
Amen.
And that's what you and I can give thanks for. Understand something. God's got the plan. Genesis chapter 18, verse 25 says this, "Shall not the judge of all the earth do right?" Think about that. Shall not the judge of all the earth do right? You ever had a situation that you just didn't like the way it happened and you just didn't like the way it turned out? If you ain't, something wrong with you. But understand something. God's working it out. God's got, he's working all of it out. My mind just went to preacher Buddy C. Gave an illustration one time. He was preaching on something like this. And he said these folks were on the Mississippi River, and a fog had settled down, and all the folks that was down on the bottom part of the boat, Larry, they couldn't see anything. You couldn't see 25 foot in front of you. And that steamship just kept, Brother Charlie, just kept going. And they were all wondering, why is this thing still traveling so fast? We can't see what's going on. And somebody finally told us, well, the captain sits high. He sits above the fog. He can see where you can't see. Glory to God. Hey, somebody ought to get happy tonight and just go ahead and thank God anyway that he don't change. I can thank God anyhow. I can thank God that his sovereignty. I can thank God that his salvation never ceases. Now you listen. Things might get bad in this life. But praise God, I can say I'm saved. Amen. Let me tell you something, folks. I'm going to be honest with you. When I had that mass on my kidney and they were taking me back to you might think I'm lying, but I was calm. I did not worry about it much. Hey, if God took me out, that was going to be fine too. It was one of those situations. Hey, I knew I was saved. I knew I had a mansion up in heaven. I wasn't worried about it. And the thing about it, some people get so nervous. I want... Do you doubt your own salvation? How can you doubt your salvation? You know what God done for you. Salvation don't depend on how well I'm doing. My salvation don't depend on how well the economy's doing. My salvation don't depend on who's in the White House, glory to God. My salvation is by the mercy and grace of the shed blood of Jesus Christ. That's what I'm trusting in. I'm glad that no matter what the situation, understand something, that what's going on up in the mountains right now, that is a bad situation. But I guarantee you there's somebody up in those mountains right now. They're sitting around. Maybe they don't have a whole lot to eat. And they're thinking, hey, I know God's still good. Even though my house is gone, God's still good. Even though, if I ain't got nothing else that I can say hallelujah about tonight, is that I know I'm saved, I'm still saved, and tomorrow this time I'm still going to be saved. Don't matter what my situation is. Life's uncertain. None of us know what we'll face next week. My pastor said one time, we don't know what you're 3 days from. You think about that. In 3 days, we could be meeting right back here with a coffin sitting in front of this church. It could be me or it could be you. But you know what? If it's me, you just go ahead and tell them, preacher's in heaven. Amen. Preacher's in heaven. You got to know. You got to know that you know that you know that you're saved. If there's any question tonight about your salvation, I'd make sure I got on this altar right now, and I wouldn't get off this altar until I knew that God had saved me. Salvation is not only, well, understand, when you read the Bible, salvation is not only talking about the salvation of our soul. It's talking about a deliverance and rescue. One of these days, amen. He's coming. And I got enough confidence in my salvation, praise the Lord, that I know that when the rapture takes place, if I'm still here, I'm going up in the rapture, amen. And if I'm not here, I'll come up out of the ground and go up that way. Amen. It's going to be Jesus Christ is going to step out one of these days and have a rescue mission. He's coming down to take each and every one of us out of here and take us to be with him, amen. That's what I know. That's how come you ought to be able to come to church and no matter what your situation is, be able to say amen. Be able to raise your hand. My God, if you know that you know that you know that you're saved, ought nothing or not keep you from praising him. Let me tell you something. How in the world can you come to church sometimes? And we've all seen it. Somebody come in and they've got a bad diagnosis of cancer or whatever it is. My mind just went to Scott Donahue. I'm telling you right now, the boy was on fire for God. I won't never forget it. He was on fire for God. He was doing and being the Christian that he was supposed to be, and he got that message. He got that diagnosis. You know what he did? He still praised God. I've seen it too many times. I'm glad that God's salvation never ceases. There won't never be a time that God's love and God's mercy don't watch out for you. And I want to thank God that his strength never collapses. You think about that. Psalms 27 verse 1, the Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? Isaiah chapter 40 verse 31, but they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. Philippians chapter 4 verse 13, I can do all things through Christ which strengthens me. I'm not happy tonight in my strength. Amen. I'm not happy tonight in what I can do. I'm happy tonight in what I know my God can do. Amen. I know my God can still save. So praise the Lord. There's hope for all of our lost loved ones. I know my God can still heal. Glory to God. And there's help for all of us that's going through sicknesses. Hey, maybe right now you've got some things going on in your life. I'm telling you right now, my God is still as strong today as he ever was. He can still heal today, just like he healed Lazarus in that tomb. No matter what we're going through, I know my God can take it. Amen. And if he chooses not to, Clint, that's fine also. See, you got some of these nuts that tell you if you're sick, it's your fault. That you don't have enough faith. Let me tell you something. Sometimes God says no. And when God says no, we just got to take it. Because we go back to my first point. He's sovereign. He knows what's best. But I'm glad to know, praise God. I'll never forget, I remember Preacher Buddy C was preaching at a revival one night. We went to this little church in the edge of North Carolina, and he was preaching, and Preacher Buddy got to preaching on the strength of God, and he said, I'm telling you right now, my God ain't never even had a sniffle. He ain't never been sick. God don't need cataract surgery. He ain't never had to have an MRI. Amen. He's the same today as he was 10,000 years ago and 20,000 years ago. And praise God, 10,000 years into the future, he's still going to be the same. His strength is always going to be there. His strength never collapses. When I'm unable to stand, he holds me up. When I'm unable to run, he'll push me along. When I'm unable to see, he'll guide me where I need to go. Understand something? That's the God you and I serve. Praise the Lord, and that's why I can just go ahead and say, I'm going to thank him anyhow. I'm going to thank him anyhow. No matter what's going on in my life, I'm going to thank him anyhow. You think about this. Everything that Job had to face in Job chapter 1, Job lost everything. Ain't none of us ever been there. None of us. We've had some bad times, and I'm not downplaying our hard times, but ain't none of us ever lost everything. And Job, in verse 20 and 21, then Job arose and ran to his mantle, and shaved his head, fell down upon the ground, and worshipped. And said, naked came I forth out of my mother's room, and naked shall I return thither. The Lord gave, and the Lord hath taken away. Blessed be the name of the Lord. I believe that's the attitude God wants us to have. Just thank him anyhow. When I got to think about this and studying on the Apostle Paul, we all know in Corinthians, the Apostle Paul talked about a thorn in his flesh, and how he prayed and he sought God three times about the room, and God said, my grace is sufficient. There's going to be some things in my life that I'll have to face. And I'll pray and I'll ask God for help. And the Lord, it might be one of those situations where I see this mountain. I said, Lord, help me, get move this mountain out of my way. And God said, no, I'm going to give you strength to climb it.
Come on, man. Amen.
I believe Jason Crabb sings that song, don't Robert. Maybe you come up to the Red Sea, Wes, and you say, Lord, part the waters. And the Lord said, no, I'm going to give you strength to swim it.
Come on. That's good, preacher.
God ain't going to answer your prayers like you want him to all the time. But he said, my grace is sufficient, and I will help you get through it no matter what it is. Praise God, because he's still as strong today as he ever was. I want you to ask, I want to ask you a question. What are you going through right now? Come on, Shaver. What are you going through right now? Some of us come in tonight, and let's just be honest, we pretty much going through the motions because it's been tough. It's been tough. Well, guess what? What you going to do when it gets tougher? What you going to do when you cry out and God says, I'm going to give you strength to go through this? I want you to bow your heads. God, we love you. And Lord, you know every need in this building. If you're here tonight, you've been facing some hard times. And it's been hard to praise him. Just lift your hands. Let's just be honest. Let's just get honest. Been facing some tough times, but it's been a little tough to praise him. Thank you for that hand. Thank you for that.